Begin the current daf, Masechtas Brachas daf Nun Zayin, begin on Amud Beis. Begin with Tesis Remaschal. Tesis begins with the words of the Gemara, Haroya Markoilis, which is a type of Avodah Zarah. Tesis comes to explain that actually this halacha that the Gemara brings, it actually applies to all idolatry, regarding all idols. The Gemara brought a brisa that says, whoever sees an Avodah Zarah that's called Markoilis, he has to make a bracha that Hashem, he holds back his anger for those who violate his will, as we see that he allows these idols to exist. So this means that b'teiseftetznan, in the Teisefta, their version is b'mokam arkoilus dahacha, in place of what we have in our Gemara, that the Braisa says specifically regarding this avodah zarah of arkoilus, which are stones piled up one on the other in a certain type of idol that is worshipped. Their gersa, their text is actually says avodah kechavim regarding any idol that one blesses Hashem for being patient with those who violate his will. Says Tais Bim Kain, if that's the case, love Davka Markoilis. According to that version, it's not specifically regarding this Markoilis. Rather, the fish should be Mukai Mishal Tana. Rather, it's since the locale of the Tana that's brought in our Gemara. They worship specifically Markoilis. So he picks Markoilis, but not necessarily Markoilis. It's really the same bracha would apply to Evi Avodah Zarah. Now, however, in practice, says Tais of Ate and today's times, it's not our custom to make this bracha. Why? We see these idols every single day. We live in exile. And all those things that we said, you make a blessing when you see them, as we said in the introduction to this parak. We said previously, it's only if you see it, you didn't see it in the past 30 days. But since we see it from the day we're born, all these idols, and therefore there hasn't passed 30 days, we haven't seen it. And therefore our custom is not to make this bracha when we see Avodah Zarah. Continue the next Taisa of Bemaskel, which the commentaries explain that it's actually one continuous Taisis. Harar Markoilis, if someone sees Markoilis, where Taisis comes to explain that the bracha is actually only when you see when they're constructing an Avodah Zarah and not a permanent Avodah Zarah. That is because the Gemara brought this bracha, like we said before, that if someone sees this Avodah Zarah Markoilis, he has to make a bracha. So Pir Shri says, Leidana Mainoka Markoilis. Why did they specifically pick that of Markoilis? Yisimish Avodah Kechavim more than any other Avodah Zarah, which is essentially the question of a continuation of the previous Taisis. The previous Taisis pointed out that the Tesefta actually would make it that it's not specifically Markoilis, but the Ri is assuming that it's specifically Markoilis. Why would that be? Says Taisis, when they're Leo, it's Pir to me. Because the Einatzar of Lavarch, you don't have to make this bracha of the Hashem being patient with the fact that there are idols in the world. It's only where they're building an idol. Or just recently placed over there. That's why the Tanna specifically picked Markoilis. Because what is Markoilis? They stone it, they place stones one on top of the other. That's actually as it was worshipped, by throwing stones one on the other. And every single day, so that's like building an idol, because the way they worshipped it, and therefore it was done every single day, was putting the stones one on top of the other. But this halacha of this bracha would not apply to an Avodah Zarah that was always there, which generally that's what it is by most other Avodah Zarahs, and therefore they picked Markoilis because halacha specifically regarding if it was just built and not regarding if it was always there. And therefore that's a unique halacha that would be primarily by the Markoilis, which would be every single day having that quality of just being built. Now Taisa points out, Bishalmi Yesh, they bring the case that Nekra Akum Mimokam Echad, let's say one idol was uprooted from one place, the Nasna Lamokam Achim is put into another place. So on that actually, as we said, even according to this idea that it was just recently built, he says, B'makom sh'nasna imer, in the place where it was put, so you make the bracha, baruch sh'nasna erech apayim le'evrit tzayne. Blessed is Hashem that gave his patience for those who violate his sin, because this is just recently placed over here. B'makom sh'nekra imer, from the place that it was uprooted, you make the baruch sh'okra akam in the makom hazed, that blessed is Hashem that uprooted the avodah zarah in this place. So therefore, in this case, when they moved it from one to another, he would be making both brachas, that it was uprooted from the place, and then that Hashem is patient in the place where it went to.